This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I interrupt a lot when I get on abortion subjects. I start stuttering. And, you know, Pastor Clennard Childress talked about outrage fatigue. My problem is I don't have outrage fatigue. And I guess that's a blessing. I mean, I physically start getting hot, and it's cold in here, and angry when I was flashing back to those guys. And just the love of killing, the love of death, I take it as a threat when there's people like that running around. I mean, none of us are safe, folks, when this stuff's going on. Do you understand that? Where's the empathy? Join Jakari Jackson tomorrow at the demonstration in Austin. Have your own All Black Lives Matter. We're sending the hashtag out, hashtag All Black Lives Matter. We're linking it to our Infowars.com story and to blackgenocide.org. I think I'm going to send a tweet out here in a moment when we go to break. Top liberal caught meeting with the Klan. And then say, yeah, here she is back in the 40s, Margaret Sanger. We'll put that image back on screen. See, that's the way you got to get people to look at it, because they just go, oh, Time Magazine says she's the great feminist. No, she was who Hitler admired and who he got his marching orders from on eugenics. Now, we only got 3 to 4 minutes to break. I'm going to give Reverend Childress the floor to finish up. I know I've been ranting, but other key things folks should know about, I want to encourage you, sir, to continue what you're doing, for folks to support you, for you to continue your radio show, to do more YouTube videos, and for other people to do it as well. We've all got to fight. People are ready to be awakened. You have the floor for the last 3 minutes, Reverend Childress.
Yes, and I just want to say again that your program, you got to, you know, people should support, people should get behind, do whatever we can to support mediums such as this. Because you mentioned groups like Rockefeller, Carnegie and Mellon, Colgate, Procter and Gamble. PBS is supported by these people. And so if you want to have my Alpha 21 on PBS, it'll never happen, because it exposes these foundations for the things of their eugenic present and past background. So there's very few mediums that really want to talk about black genocide and eugenics and will do it objectively. And so I thank God for your program, and I pray that you continue doing what you're doing, and just thankful for the spiritual connection that we've had. And when it comes to Black Life Matters, if people want to support what we're doing, you can go to the website. Our mailing address is on there. But everyone can do something. You may not do what I do, but there's something we can do to expose this darkness. America needs to recognize that we have 56 million babies whose blood is crying out from the ground. And after a while, God visits innocent blood, and he asks the question, where is your brother? And so we're going to be posed with that question sometime in the near future. And our hearts need to be able to say we've done everything we can within the scope and within the resources that we have to stop this genocide, to stop. And yes, all black life matters. I believe I probably saved more white babies than black. But our focus is on the African-American community and the deception that has been carried by African-American leadership, which has been disgraceful. They are guilty of gross negligence of the worst kind. And we're going to continue to expose it as much as we possibly can. And I'll be praying for that rally on in Austin on tomorrow. Grateful for that effort. And I pray that this is something, as it has proven, it connects the dots, especially with those students. So pray
for
us.
Well, thank you, sir. And it's at 201 East Ben White tomorrow, 11 to 2. And absolutely. And thank God Jakari Jackson's parents didn't abort him. What a great human he is, great reporter. He'll be out there leading the whole operation. Jakari Jackson flying back tonight from Cleveland. It's so important, folks, that you understand what's really driving abortion in this country. and worldwide. Pastor Clenard Childress, blackgenocide.org. Thank you so much, and God bless you, sir.
Appreciate you so much. Continue.
Appreciate you, too. He's got a quote on his site. The most dangerous place for an African-American is in the womb.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We've had Alex Newman on when he's covering international UN conferences. We've had him on to cover UN operations, the TPP, and more. And we'll hit some of that at the bottom of the hour. But we're really focusing in quite a bit this week on the war on humanity, how we're being socially engineered. We know we're being engineered, and it's not good engineering. It's wrecking ball engineering to get us out of the way, to get us out of the decision-making process, to break up our families. I played a AT&T ad where the dad is a bumbling idiot and the mother watches him with surveillance cameras and automated locks. He's basically a prisoner. And all their ads. We're going to have a special report tomorrow. I'm going to go over for the nightly news. I'll air it tomorrow. Where, I mean, we've got more than 10 ads. I saw 10 up on a screen. And dude showed me a few of them. Every one of them, the men are bumbling idiots. This is education. This is re-education. Kind of like Hillary's fun camps. I was telling some family this weekend about Hillary giving a speech a few months ago saying we need to send men to fun camps. And they said she didn't say that, so I pulled the clip up. Yeah, she said that. Crimes of the educators. How utopians are using government schools to destroy America's children. Samuel Blumenfeld and Alex Newman. And Alex Newman writes for TheNewAmerican.com, excellent magazine, just impeccable research. He is an international journalist, educator, author, and consultant. He writes for a wide array of publications in the United States and abroad, WorldNet Daily, you name it. And he's also a frequent guest here on this broadcast. We've been on 5 or 6 times. And we really appreciate him coming on. We carry this book. So when you purchase it, you find the InfoWar. You find a great investigative journalist like Alex Newman, who keeps breaking huge stories and helping fight the globalist. And you get a book that you can donate to your library after you read it or give to the teachers at your local school. Because the average teacher doesn't understand why everything's failing. Well, now they want to corporatize education and bring in, quote, the reform that's just globalist standardized. As bad as the public schools are, there's a larger plan behind that as well. So, Crimes of the Educators. A compelling case that America's public education system must undergo radical change. Ron Paul, former congressman and presidential candidate, had to say that. That's on the cover. So Alex Newman joins us. But before we go any further, obviously, Alex, the propaganda has gone from being a 10 to an 11, to quote Spinal Tap. But why don't you just make the whole dial, you know, actually just go up to 10 and it's higher, but it goes to 11. They are at about 110% right now. I think they're overheating. I think it's causing a backlash. And the globalists aren't that stupid. But still, we said the Bin Laden raid was fake, and now Cy Hirsch has come out and said a bunch of it's not true, and the CIA has been caught. Zero Dark 30 is, again, total fiction. It's truly over the top, as I said. And now they've just released a bunch of new fake Bin Laden documents to counter all that. Right as they're trying to reauthorize the Patriot Act, Senator Rand Paul, I'm told, has begun his filibuster. So we'll look into that and monitor that as it unfolds. But Rand Paul filibuster, Patriot Act renewal, this is going on right now. He took the Senate floor to filibuster the renewal of the Patriot Act, a Bush administration error law that enables it. And again, I was just told about this. I knew he was going to filibuster it. Did he already finish? Was it going on and no one covered it, so I didn't know? No, this was just sent out. Okay. He says, I've just taken the Senate floor to begin a filibuster of the Patriot Act renewal. It's time to end the NSA spying. And that was put out just a little while ago. So we have C-SPAN in there in the control room. Let's pipe some of that in here, guys, as quickly as possible. I know it's in the other control room. So we're going to do that. Thank you. Let's go ahead and go to Alex Newman now. Alex, you kind of heard that intro rant there. So much is happening in the world. I want to get into your book. But how it fits into the larger picture, what do you think about just the rollout of, yeah, you're not going to drive your car in the future, we're going to tax you. Yeah, men are bad, families are bad, world government's good. It just seems to all be over the top now.
No question about it, Alex. And actually so much of the stuff that you're talking about right now is directly related to what we're covering in the book. NSA spying, to give you an example. The Department of Education now, under the guise of improving education, is actually setting up massive dossiers on every student in the country, in the government schools, including information that parents wouldn't imagine in their wildest dreams. We're talking political beliefs, attitudes, values, views. And, you know, this is going to get even more extreme as they continue rolling out this crazy technology, facial symbol recognition cameras. And this is all being funded by the Department of Education. And before you were talking about Planned Parenthood and the eugenicists and their role in eugenics. And actually, we have 2 chapters in the book dedicated to the role of eugenicists in dumbing down and really harming the black community and black people in this country. And it all kind of ties together. The propaganda is beginning in government schools. Now they're pushing for it earlier and earlier. And the biggest crime that we talk about in the book, they're actually preventing children from learning how to read. So you won't even be able to bypass the propaganda and get a book, get a Bible, get the Constitution, get the Declaration of Independence and read it, because they're teaching the children to read using faulty methods that have been known to be quackery since the 1840s when they were developed, this whole word method. They're trying to get rid of phonics completely out of the government schools and replace it with this whole word, look, say, sight method that literally creates a lifelong reading disability in children. Now, before John Dewey had this introduced into all the teaching colleges and then into all the government schools, America was the most literate society on the planet. Even going back to the days of the Founding Fathers, everybody knew how to read. It was essential because people needed to read their Constitution and their Bible and their history and all of that. And John Dewey, a socialist and a globalist and a humanist, set out to destroy all that for the purpose of transforming America from a free market, capitalist, a free constitutional republic into a collectivist utopia. And he said that's what he was doing. So this is a gigantic criminal enterprise masquerading as a government school system, and it's deliberately dumbing down the children. And the numbers show this. The federal government did a literacy survey in 1993. They said 55% of Americans can barely read. This is crazy. My five-year-old can read after a few weeks of reading lessons using phonics. So something is seriously rotten in the schools, and it all comes together with the globalists and the big government scheming to enslave the American people.
Investigative journalist, educator, Alex Newman joins us. And if you go back to the different banking associations and groups in the 1890s and stuff, I've seen the documents. I've covered them on air. I've seen them in books on education. They were saying, we've got too many smart people. And the robber barons said, we need to take over education and dumb these people down. And boy, have they done it.
No question about it. And if you look at John Dewey, he's the guy we really start the book with. He received millions of dollars from the Rockefeller Philanthropies. This one's called the General Education Board. He got millions of dollars to take over the teaching colleges and to spread this quackery. He outlined his plan to dumb down the nation in an 1898 essay where he said, hey, you know, little kids don't need to know how to read. That's just superfluous stuff. But change has to come gradually because if parents realize what's going on, there's going to be a violent reaction and it's going to jeopardize the final success of our scheming here. And
my grandmother was an elementary school teacher and then became the principal of a pretty big country school. And she would pay with her own money and would just bring in the phonics cards and the flashcards and would just tell the teachers, okay, we get this curriculum to get the federal money, but just do this. And they would end up educating them, just sneaking and doing it. And that was in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And that's the same as we see today, Alex. Actually, there are plenty of teachers in the system who are very good people who understand what's going on and who are defying the federal government and the Common Core and trying to teach students properly. And what Sam and I argue in this book is that, by and large, teachers are just as much victims of this craziness as the students that are being dumbed down.
Now they're not over, humans that are excited about learning and know how to read. And now they're dealing with a bunch of spoiled, rotten, drugged up, kids behaving like a barrel of monkeys.
And it's all part of the plan. I mean, this has been engineered this way. And another thing we focus on in the book, too, is the role of UNESCO in all of this. So Common Core is not happening in a vacuum. Bill Gates and the globalists financed it, and the Obama administration pushed it onto our states. But, this is happening at the global level.
This is under global treaty, and you're the expert on that. Explain how this is Agenda 21, how it's a UN-UNESCO treaty. When we come back, stay there, Alex Newman. The book is excellent, Crimes of the Educators. You want how it really has happened? Very well written, very well documented. InfoWarsStore.com or Amazon.com or other systems. We suggest you get it from us. That funds the entire operation. We're going to go out to break with a minute or two of Rand Paul, the senator, filibustering the reauthorization of the Patriot Act. Notice Bin Laden's popped back up like a magic rabbit right on time. And we'll go out with the senator and part of his filibuster. And then we will come back from break, and we will go to our guest. I guess we don't have audio. It's not a big deal. We're going to work, though, I promise, everybody. And we moved the new studio a few months ago, and I guess I haven't asked for live feeds in here. It's a TV studio, but we're going to get that set up and do that coming up, I promise, ladies and gentlemen. Where does it all begin? I mean, does it go back to Plato's Republic, the dumbing down of the population, or where does it all go back to?
If you look back into ancient history, you've had every tyrant in all of history has understood that to control and to enslave a nation, you need to control the education system. And that's one of the things Sam and I did for this book. We looked back at what the Soviets did, what the communists did, what the National Socialists did in Germany. And the pattern is very clear. Tyrants and authoritarians have always understood this. But in the United States, John Dewey was really the key figure here.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back. We're going to get some clips of Rand Paul or play some live clips as well. It's all coming up. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're here telling you about the public plan with the documentation to turn us into a bunch of idiots. And now you see what's happening. All robber baron financed. Adolf Hitler, all of it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention. Listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and Rand Paul is filibustering live. Let's go to that feed via C-SPAN 2.
Founders of one of the huge social communication companies. And he told me that he thinks that we're missing some of the debate here, because he says everybody's talking about bulk collection of your phone records. He's convinced that there's ever so much more being collected through backdoor channels. These backdoor channels can occur in two ways. They can occur one way by going and looking at foreigners' information and then coming through the back door back into our country and looking at Americans' information, but then that American information has tentacles and spreads, and it becomes this enormous grouping of incidental information. In fact, some have said that it's 9 out of 10 pieces of data pulled in aren't about a terrorist, they're just incidental stuff. What the President's Review Commission said is we should delete that once we find it's not relevant to an investigation.
All right. We'll have highlights of it. Mikhail Phelan's in there watching. We'll come back to more in the next segment. But listening to this, the NSA was doing what they're telling you about in the 70s. Samsung and everybody else is on record in their terms of service saying we're watching and listening to you and selling it for third-party marketing, so watch what you say. Google, 10 years ago, hard to believe it was 2005, came out and said to shareholders, hey, we're listening to people, and if we hear a dog barking, we send dog food ads to the computer. And we sell the data that there's a dog, you know, to dog food companies was the example. So let's get that straight. Imagine if he was up there holding up Samsung's terms of service. And I'm not picking on the South Korean company. It's a bunch of them. But they had the nerve to say, watch what you say. So see, it's light years, it's a trillion miles worse than what they're telling you. And even when stuff is out in the open, it's so over the top. I don't know what you call that phenomenon. It's so big, people can't see it. It's like saying, do you see the sky? It's like, no, because the whole thing's the sky. Do you see the whole sky? No, you can't even take in the whole sky. It's too big. You're just, I see part of it. I can't. The only way to see the whole sky is to pull back, see the whole planet, but then you only see part of the planet. See, I'm trying to get people to think here and understand how far down the rabbit hole we are. I mean, they're now talking about forced inoculation, saying your kids don't belong to you. They're coming. Alex Newman, investigative journalist, educator, expert on the globalists. You were getting into the treaty, the UN UNESCO treaties, how they set our education. That's why they're getting rid of the borders right now. That's in treaties. The TPP is why they're putting in the internet kill switch and all this. That's why the FCC just power grabbed. They're all in line with global treaties. So we're going to break in 3-4 minutes. I want to give you the floor right now to talk about that history, where we're going. But in fact, let's do that in the next segment. Let me ask you this. Where is it all going? I mean, I've got a good idea. You've studied it. What is their master plan and how is it going for them?
You know, the amazing thing is that we don't even have to speculate. They tell us up front what they're doing. They tell us they're creating a global government, a global society, a single world religion, basically globalist everything on steroids. And really what they're talking about is planetary totalitarianism. And you know, they use nice words and that kind of stuff, but they're very upfront about what they're doing. Now, the media won't report it, but one of the things we did for the book was just spent, you know, hours and days and weeks looking at primary source documents from the United Nations, from John Dewey, from UNESCO, from the Common Core people, from Bill Gates. And it's so clear where they're going with all this. It's a global totalitarian system, and it ensnares everything. But education is really at the heart of it, because if you don't have a dumbed down population, if you don't have a population that's sufficiently indoctrinated into this nonsense, it'll never fly. And so education, we consider, is really at the heart of this globalist effort to really, just to be blunt about it, enslave the world. Without the education system, it would never be possible. Without mass-producing illiterates and collectivists, they could never build something like this. But their goal is very, very clear. The globalists themselves call it a new world order. It's not a descriptive term, but it is what they're building. It's a global totalitarian system, and they're almost ripping off the mask at this point. They think they're so far along on the road to this that there's no more back.
And when I've talked to top globalists, off record, obviously, some of them on record, they explain, Alex, the fact that you can see it means you ought to just join us. The public would tear you apart, and they're so illiterate, we just set it up for them to fail. They did the rest. The fact that we're in control says that we should be in control. And they start quoting social Darwinistic screeds. But when you talk about it, they mass-produce collectivist illiterates that are arrogant and evil and are globalists themselves spouting slogans, so you can't help but hate them, even though they're mental midgets. And then you catch yourself in a globalist perspective of them, because the hordes of these minions are dangerous, and then you're almost forced into the arms of the globalists. But I won't do that. We'll be back. We'll talk about this paradox. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to go back a little bit more of Senator Rand Paul. He was saying some really good stuff during the break. We've got it in the studio via C-SPAN in there. He was talking about the fact that we gave medals to the NSA and others who supposedly missed 9/11. But the truth is, the communiques came through and they bare minimum stood down. And then he broke down how they basically scrapped the entire Constitution and Bill of Rights, and how when he talks to the veterans who've been wounded, they said they did it for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they want the Republic restored. I mean, it's good. You should see all the senators up there giving speeches against it. But instead, they lie and say, oh, it's just for Al-Qaeda. No, that's all a fraud. Our government is protecting Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and that's a fact. And all they're doing, if you look at a map of Iraq, then I've got some huge breaking gun news. Alert, alert. If you look at Ramadi that got taken over, you can notice that right next door is Syria. And so you've got part of Syria that's been taken over by the rebels. And then you've got into here part of Iraq, and that borders, what is that border? Borders Saudi Arabia, and its huge porous border with Iraq that is openly arming ISIS that just flies the Saudi Wahhabist flag. And then they, in turn, attack Syria and are creating Islamic State, IS, out of part of Iraq and Syria, which has been the Pentagon plan from the beginning since 1991, was to weaken the state and then finally break it up with Kurds in the north, three parts, Al-Qaeda Wahhabist Sunnis, and then Shiites in the southeast. And Saudi Arabia basically ends up taking over this whole swath in the far south, right up into the southwest. And here's the new Islamic State. In fact, if you're a TV viewer, I'll just color it in. Islamic State's basically this whole area in yellow. And there's your new country, right into Syria. And then you've got the other states to the north and to the east. And it's a proxy war, and that's why they're saying, oh, we can't go fight them. But when they get outside the lines, when they come out of the areas where the cancer is supposed to stop, then the U.S. military will attack them when they go into the north, because they don't totally control them. They just turn them loose. When they go into the north, like Cookie Monster killing people, and I say that because he's like throwing cookies in his mouth, going, oh, cookie, ah, 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 just killing everybody. It's like a devilish Cookie Monster. And then if they get over here into the Shiites, Iran-backed, they'll kick them out. So they just get this whole area, and they get to take over Syria and murder everybody. And then they'll be given part of Syria later, and the UN will make the other part. And the tourist area is a UN zone. It'll be a UN-held snack for the UN. So the UN gets a piece of the pie along with NATO to run drugs and control the oil and the pipelines there in the Mediterranean. They kick the Russians out. So they get that coastal area over here. So the UN, the globalists, get this area. And Saudi Arabia gets a piece of Iraq and of Syria. And again, the Kurds get their little goody area, and then the Iran gets their little area. All right, let's go back to our guest, Alex Newman. Before we do that, let's get a minute or two more of Senator Rand Paul and his filibuster. Let's see if he's saying anything of import now.
Give up who we are in the process? Has it been worth it? Are you really willing to give up your liberty for security? What if the security you're getting is not even real? They said the 52 people they caught to the bulk collection program, the president's privacy, his own privacy privacy group investigated and said not one person was captured. One, a possibility of one, but they already had information on him from some other source.
All right, that's enough. And what he's getting at there is, look at how Hillary had this other server and these other emails to do official business. And then, of course, all these other intelligence agencies had the information. And she just didn't care. Hell, they're giving China nuclear reactor technology to perfect their subs now. I mean, it's just total sell the country out. And that's globalism. Alex Newman has written an amazing book available at InfoWarsStore.com. Crimes of the Educators. He's going to get more into the history of it. More into where all this is going today, to understand Common Core, to understand 2 plus 2 equals 5. You must first understand where it all came from. We'll talk to him in a moment. Also, briefly, we're running a special through Sunday. We always have some special or not going, so it's important to listen for the specials that are on items you want. We've got 20% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. That's got 4 days, 10 hours, and 21 minutes left. 20% off. We've got the new Prostaguard that is the best prostate formula out there, bar none, at half the price of leading competitors. We've got the Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine. We have just other amazing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Winter Sun, Secret 12, X2, Lung Cleanse, Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet. We've got high-quality water filters that are gravity-fed, cut out the fluoride and glyphosates and hundreds of other chemicals. They blow away the competition in side-by-side lab tests. We have all of that available at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We have really high-quality Wake Up America coffee that comes from southern Mexico in Chiapas. It's organic. It's my favorite type of coffee. Info, it's one of the few things not made in America there on the site in that section. But it is America at the end of the day. So I'm all about giving those poor farmers jobs down there. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But as hot as Common Core is, and as people are waking up to it, now is the time to get books like Crimes of the Educators. And then just do your own YouTube or do your own Access show. I mean, become a leader. Or go donate it to the local library. Or donate to your local school. Believe me, it'll get passed around. It'll get read. And this is how we're going to win wars. Why are we at the trail behind every other industrialized nation in scores? Why do we have a decline in the power of reasoning and logic? Why is there increased death and suicide? Why is there a war on biblical religion and morality? And all the phony reforms. All right, you've got the floor pretty much for the balance of transmission. I also want to get your take on this huge breaking news. House Democrat introduces gun registry bill. You notice the Democrats walk in lockstep like a cult. So this is ordered. Bill allows Justice Department to gather personal information on gun buyers and vendors outside of the Brady bill and to confiscate them. Representative Carol Maloney has spewed out a bunch of baloney, introducing a bill that would effectively create a firearms registry by forcing private sellers at gun shows to report sales to the Attorney General and by requiring gun show organizers to register for the Justice Department. And that means you can't give a gun to your son or daughter either, or vice versa. The bill, H.R. 2380, would also force gun organizers to provide the identities of all their vendors to the Attorney General. You like that? The legislation would call the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Explosives to hire investigators to inspect gun shows and examine records kept by gun show operators and vendors. So it's a bunch of money to fund the harassment of gun shows that's already going on and to end private sales. It's an end of private sales or transfers and basically creates a new FFL for anybody selling guns. It co-opts you into their 1968 Gun Control Act. It's total nightmare. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, Alex, a lot of breaking news today. Appreciate you holding while we go over this. We're monitoring Senator Paul's filibuster. Please continue breaking down. Start at the beginning, go through it, and where we currently are. It's just so premeditated.
Absolutely, it is, Alex. Thank you very much for having me on, and thank you for everything that you do. Basically, what we think we've done with this book here is a tool to blow up the globalist scheme. If this information were more widely known, the entire edifice would collapse because it all of it rests on a dumbed-down public that can't read well, that can't do math, that can't understand anything. That
it's pretty much a confession. I mean, it's all their own criminal admission. Sorry, go ahead.
That's exactly right. What we did was we used primary sources because we didn't want to deal with our opinion or anything like that. What we did was we looked at the primary documents, the writings of John Dewey, the UNESCO manuals on how you need to teach children pornographic sex education starting at 5 years old, how you need to teach kids all over the world using the whole word method, which we know, again, doesn't work, causes actual physical brain damage, and we can show this now with modern brain scans. You can take a look at the brain of a child who has been educated with this quackery known as whole word, and you can show that there's real brain damage there. The connections between the two sides of the brain are not working properly. A kid who learned how to read using phonics will not have that problem. We'll be able to read anything. And so the real goal here, and we show this again using their own words, it all comes to Agenda 21 and UNESCO and creating this new world order that they call it. And actually the globalists are meeting right now at the UN Summit for Education in Korea, where they're openly telling you education is going to be a tool to create global citizens, green global citizens. And Arne Duncan uses the same rhetoric as well. He gave a speech to UNESCO where he them about how the federal government was using the schools to turn Americans into green global citizens ready for their green jobs in the green world order. And UNESCO, he called them his global partner in all of this. And Bill Gates, the primary financier of Common Core, signed a deal with UNESCO in 2004 to develop globalized education. And it all converges at this point where humanity is totally dumbed down, totally ignorant, and very easy to control, very easy to enslave. And they can't even acquire information and knowledge independently. Because
and then we're just orderly euthanized by the big Watson computers, just like the veterans are now on these don't treat list. And it's just a formality. I mean, you can see it. It's all written. It's a plan. What is it like? Are you a parent?
I am, yeah.
I mean, I've had children. I plan to have more children. I'm going to, as I've said, double down, bet on life, be fully committed. I'm not going to give up. My ancestors didn't. They faced amazing adversity. But they could see the adversity and deal with it. The problem is this velvet tyranny that's so creeping and wicked and sneaky and encompassing. How do you get people already in a trance who are as blind and deaf to this as Helen Keller at first, to come out of their shell and realize that you're not attacking them trying to explain that they've been caught in a trap, you're trying to help them? Because once you realize what's really going on, it's epic. I mean, I use that word because it is. It's epic, 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 wild. I'm in a fantastic dystopian movie, but it's also utopian, and there's so much good stuff. It's not one way or the other. There's these despots that want to crap all over everything. I'm sorry, that's what they're doing. And then there's people who want humanity to thrive and who love humanity. And we're just in this death battle with these people. I wish folks realized, people ask how I have so much energy. I mean, when you really read their documents and read your book, and it's just they're so bad. And they're so creepy. And they're going to take our cars away where we can't even drive them. They're going to have forced abortion in the country under Obamacare with regulations, just like China. People say, oh, that won't happen. Yeah, and everything else wasn't going to happen either. It's all going to happen unless we start saying no. So what do we do to stop it? Where do you see all this going?
You're absolutely right, Alex. And I think, you made some key points there about waking people up. I think the facts, if people would read this book with an open mind, again, they can go to the bibliography. They can read the primary source documents themselves. And they've told us where this is all going. UNESCO, for example, several decades ago, developed what they call the World Core Curriculum. This was developed by Robert Mueller, a disciple of Alice Bailey, the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company, who would invite these ascended master spirit.
Yeah, can't make that up. Open Luciferians. The UN's dedicated to them. They have a Lucifer Chapel at the New York UN. I've been inside of it. Again, you can't even make this stuff up.
That's exactly right. And, I mean, if people read Alice Bailey's book, she had Education for the New Age, for example. She tells you we need to beat individualism out of the children. We need to crush biblical religion so we can move toward this one world, wonderful religion where the UN is going to dictate everything.
Move away from the archaic, barbaric family structure.
Exactly. And I mean, this has been clear from the very beginning of UNESCO. Julian Huxley, the first boss of UNESCO, explained the purpose of UNESCO is to seize control of education, create a world humanist religious society where we're all going to serve this world government. And, they couldn't be more clear about it. And Bill Gates is on board. He's one of the primary financiers of things like the UN Population Fund that participates in forced abortions in China. This is all on the congressional record. Also a big financier of Planned Parenthood. And again, this comes back to the eugenicists, too. We have two chapters about how the eugenicists deliberately targeted blacks to dumb them down, even more so than the rest of the population. And of course, the whole population has been dumbed down.
Blacks were the test subject. They were the guinea pigs. And look what they've done to them.
Exactly. And, we can see the fruits of this craziness all around us. Our society is falling apart. Government is out of control. We have abortions and shootings and murders. And the globalists openly telling us we're moving toward a world government, whether we like it or not. And the only way to stop this is for people to get educated about the problem so that we can fix the problem. And people need to realize that this is not some kind of big national accident. A criminal group of educators backed by the Rockefellers, led by John Dewey, who went to the Soviet Union to study the Soviet schools and how they were mass-producing atheists and collectivists. These people set out with an agenda to dumb down the American
people. Absolutely.
strip us of our liberties, and we're now coming to the final phases of that.
Well, I don't want to romanticize Vladimir Putin because I trust him about as far as I can throw him. But they are getting together literal youth camps to get 18-year-olds to get married and have kids. They talk about eugenics. His best buddy has a TV show on national state-run TV. Sounds like me. They're telling the truth. I think they went through all that hell. They never really actually fell. But I really think Alexander Solzhenitsyn and others had a big effect on them. I know Putin said he was a fan of Solzhenitsyn, met with him a lot before he died. I know liberty, once you've gone to total tyranny, will become very alluring again. And so I know that we can reach out to people in the elite. But when we see Russia going in the opposite of where we're going, we know we're in trouble.
No, no kidding. And, you know, I went to the first global home education conference in Berlin in 2012. And there was a lot of Russians there. And they told me that homeschooling is totally free and wide open in Russia. That was amazing for me. Because, you know, like you said, I wouldn't trust Putin as far as I could throw him. But
you got to judge the tree by his fruits. He's promoting homeschooling.
Yeah. And
promoting masculine men, and men should be tough, and like John Wayne. I mean, it's the opposite. Men are good role models, and fathers are good. I mean, it's...
Yeah. And in the United States, we're moving toward crushing homeschooling. The government is becoming extremely hostile. And the talking heads, you know, on MSNBC telling us that the children belong to the community and Hillary Clinton with her village to raise a child. Homeschooling is one of the best options that parents could possibly seize upon right now. You need to get your kids out of the government school. You need to teach them to read using phonics. You need to teach them real history. You need to teach them the facts. And that's how we're going to stop this criminal enterprise.
Amazing. Alex Newman, the book, Signs of the Educators at InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at FreedomFest.com to find out. That's FreedomFest.com.
Osama bin Laden died in 2002 of kidney failure. We broke it down. We predicted he'd be on ICE, rolled out later. They've now admitted the official story's not true. Most of it isn't. No, it was a body double. I've talked to the Navy SEALs. I'm on record when this first got announced, when they blew up their helicopter. And I'm just insulted that I wasn't put in bin Laden's fake reading list. This is clearly to demonize books they don't like. Though I did republish and reprint Bloodlines Illuminati for Fritz Springmeier, so I'm proud of that. The Best Democracy Money Can Buy by Greg Palast, frequent guest. The Best Enemy Money Can Buy by Anthony Sutton, the congressional investigator, how we funded Hitler and Stalin. Black Box Voting with Bev Harris. It's just a list of our guests. Bloodlines Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. Confessions of an Economic Hitman, John Perkins, regular guest. Conspirators Hierarchy, The Committee of 300 by John Coleman. He's former MI6. Is Coleman still around? I wanted to get him on. Imperial Hubris, we've had that guest on. Project MKUltra, the CIA's Research Behavioral Modification Program, the actual document. That's from the Church Committee. The New Pearl Harbor, Disturbing Questions About the Bush Administration, 9/11 by David Ray Griffin. Secrets of the Federal Reserve by Eustace Mullins. He's been a guest before he died. David Ray Griffin's been, I mean, this is our guest. Where am I in here? I mean, usually when there's some cop killer, they say they did it for me, and then we learn the person was, you know, coming after me or wanted to kill me or hated me. I mean, this is just so, or maybe the body double was reading this in his house arrest. It was a body double. You know, half mile or less from the biggest military base in the country. Going back to Alex Newman, Alex, just crazy times going on. How do you think things are going for the elite? They've dumbed down a lot of people, but a lot of people are awake. A lot of governments are awake. A lot of individuals are awake. The government's, you know, cutting fluoride out of the water now, admitting it hurts people. Glyphosate's in trouble. A lot of good stuff's happening. The UN's discredited. The Federal Reserve's in trouble. I mean, I don't see things being a bed of roses or a carpet of rose petals for the globalists. What do you see happening? I mean, they're having some big wins as well. If this was a football game, what's the score?
No, that's a good question. I think from what's going on, the globalists are accelerating their plan. And my inference from this is that they're getting nervous. They know that they got to get this all done as quickly as possible because people are waking up right and left by the millions. And once we reach a critical mass of people who are awake, you know, this whole thing is going to come crashing down. They're going to end up in prison. And, you know, that's serious stuff. So it looks to me like they're really dramatically accelerating their plans. If you watch, you know, the mainstream media, it's almost pathetic. They're there blabbering and telling lies, and they know everybody watching understands that it's a lie, but they keep spewing it as if, you know, we didn't understand and they didn't understand that we understand. So I think they're getting nervous. I think that's why we're seeing
that's right. They're just pretending so they get their paycheck, hoping Sumner Redstone, who goes around in public with his two hot young girlfriends, you know, 90-something years old, totally evil, they're just telling the old man everything's fine, basically.
Yeah, it's what it seems like. And I think as we move closer to them just totally ripping off the mask, more and more people are going to be waking up. So it's important that people have the facts, that people be educated, that people be organized in their communities, because we're going to have a great opportunity here to put a stop to all this. And if we miss it, it's going to be a disaster for humanity. But if we seize it, it would be, you know, absolutely wonderful and amazing. So we need to be educating ourselves. We need to be praying. And we need to know the facts so that we can educate others. And so that when the opportunity presents itself, as we get closer, as more and more people wake up, we can put our foot down and say, enough of this. We're going to keep our rights. We're going to keep our nation. Thank you very much. We're going to educate our children. We're not going to let you dumb them down. And, you know, we're not going to have your new world order. Take a hike. You're a criminal. That's enough.
Well, I got to salute you for the work you've done. Crimes of the Educators, Samuel Blumenfeld and Alex Newman, available at InfoWarsStore.com. I've only read part of the book, and basically everything in it is documented. I've learned a lot of new stuff. It's key to get out. Thank you so much. I'm going to come back in 5 minutes of Overdrive and finish some news. Again, folks, this is a huge time to be alive.
Thank you.
This is not a game. This is a great time to shine. This is God testing us. Great job, crew.
I am Archie.
candy. I want more video games. Why, why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.